Barbara Robinson takes a 6-inch sculpture from her shelf.
For a while, she did those little images. And
Cyril Mitchell gave it to her. It's a nude female torso and was one of Mitchell's many experiments.
And it had to be cooked in her oven, and it let off all these fumes. It had some kind of toxic resin, so she decided maybe that wasn't something she wanted to make more of.
Robinson is the Artist Services Director at the Idaho Commission on the Arts. She worked closely with Cyril Mitchell for 2 decades. Robinson says this sculpture and its short-lived experiment with a new material reminds her of Mitchell's long career.
She might be doing a small piece that was copper with religious icons. The next time it was a big umbrella that had been shellacked. The next time it was a big watercolor. And the next time it was seeds. She was always exploring something different.
In an interview last year with Boise State Public Radio, Cyril Mitchell put it this way.
I do what I want, when I want to do it, with materials that I want to use.
Barbara Robinson says that even extended to large-scale projects that were physically taxing. Mitchell struggled with her health for years. She had lupus and multiple sclerosis and the cancer that eventually took her life. Robinson says Mitchell never wanted to be known as the artist with disabilities.
She did this whole series back in 2000, and they were a manipulated copper series, and she equated that with the human body and all the frailties that the body has. When we wrote the catalog article about it, she did not want any mention of the fact that she had those issues herself.
Robinson says a few years ago, Cyril Mitchell even went to Burning Man, the arts and culture festival, even though she couldn't tolerate heat or bright sunlight. Nothing, she says, was going to keep Mitchell from going. Robinson pauses and adds, "That was just Cyril." I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.